Hello, Ghana has cut supply of gas from the FPSO to Ghana Gas Company. A statement from Talo said the company is shutting down to undertake some repair works. This implies that Ghana Gas will not have access to raw gas to process. This will also mean Ghana Gas will not be supplying gas to the VRA for generation of power at the Abwasi Thermal Plant Enclave. The Director of Corporate Affairs of Ghana Gas, Alfred Ugbani, told Radio Ghana that apart from the cost implications, he does not expect the situation to have serious impact on the VRA's ability to generate power within the period.
Talo has issued a statement to that effect, that as a result of some unplanned shutdown, they are compelled to stop the delivery of gas to us, and they shut down for some repair work.
So that basically means that Ghana Gas will not be in operation for as long as Talo is not supplying you?
It means that Talo is unable to push gas from the FPSO to Ghana Gas, and that we therefore are unable to receive and produce the various gas products to the VRA and the other market.
If you have any information as to how long this repair work is going to take on the FPSO?
Well, their statement did not state so. However, they've given us period ranging from a week upwards, depending on what they find.
You are in the industry and you have been supplying gas for domestic and commercial in the system. Based on your own assessment, is this going to have any serious impact on the product in the system?
I do not believe that it will have any impact on the LPG situation. It will certainly have an impact on the condensate situation. As to whether it will have an impact, definitely it's going to impact on the delivery of lean gas to the VRA, in that we will not be able to supply lean gas to the VRA.
That also means some serious repercussions for power generation.
Not necessarily. As to whether it will have an impact on power generation or not, I think that it would be best to speak to the VRA. The turbines they use are capable of running on both gas and light crude oil. So it would be important to find out whether they take it would be too early to conclude without talking to them. And I think that I cannot speak to that. All I can tell you as a matter of fact is that, yes, we will be unable to deliver lean gas to the VRA. It means that even if VRA were to generate power from the sources available to them, it will be almost twice as expensive, in that we provide cheaper, reliable, cost-effective alternative fuel source, which is lean gas to them. Lean gas costs much less than 50% than light crude oil. So as a matter of fact, if VRA were even to generate power, the truth of the matter is that cost per kilowatt will double over the period in terms of the generation cost.